Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This morning we introduce to you a special dance and arts performance coming up on Saturday at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Synesthesia. Taste the dance, feel the colors, touch the music. The Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company brings together an array of musical and visual artistry for an evening of modern dance, live music, and contemporary art. The sparkling musicianship of Cornelius Dufalo, is that correct, Dufalo? Brian Melick, Monica Wilson-Roach, and Maria Zamontowski, and the prismatic scenes of Willie Marlowe's fabulously chromatic paintings are the makings of an incredible experience. Joining us to share more about this, we welcome Ellen Sinopoli. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
A delight to have you here. Artist
Thank you.
Willie Marlowe. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning.
A delight. Thank you. And guitarist Maria Zamontowski.
Hello.
Wonderful to have you here as well. And John Elbaum also joins us, executive director of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, where all this cool stuff is happening. John, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Joe.
A delight. Let us begin, Ellen, with you of how all of this came to be and what synesthesia is. Besides a word that woke me up in the middle of the night. God, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Well, I have to say one of my dancers we had the concept, but one of my dancers actually came up with that name, and then I had to look it up as well. But it, I think, became a perfect name for the concert. I actually was at a performance of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall last year to see a group, their name is Ethel. They're a contemporary classical string quartet. And I knew two of the performers. And I was watching, sitting in the audience, saying, I could have all the musicians on stage right, and my dancers would still fit on the stage. And why couldn't we do a performance here with live music? And so I approached John, and he was okay with it. I approached Maria. I approached
More than
Maria
okay.
and Brian and Monica, with whom I've worked before, and Maria and Brian have written music for me. And then I also approached, well, I say Neil Dufalo, it's Cornelius Dufalo, who was part of the Ethel group, because I've worked with his music before. And that evening he was playing a new cello composition, and I just immediately envisioned a solo cello and a solo dancer on the Troy Music Hall stage.
Mm.
And so now we're doing it. And then I called Willie, whose work just blows me away, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could somehow have her paintings be part of this?
Mm.
And we're actually ending up doing that in a very unique way. We had hoped to project, but that became a very difficult premise. So we are now actually allowing people to use their smartphones and their iPhones and their whatevers, and we will be tweeting the images.
Wow.
During the performance, there was one image of one painting for each dance that Willie and I selected, plus there'll be a sheet of images in the program for people that don't have the tweeting capacity.
Yeah.
But we wanted it to be a very different kind of experience than your traditional performance.
Right. And John, given that you were the second call, and you were okay with it, sort of akin to a 16-year-old asking if they can borrow their father's car. You were, I mean, this fits in with your mission.
Oh,
course.
Very much so. I kind of think I encouraged it.
Yes, he did.
Very much. Ellen's our neighbor, and we are very invested in helping create a sense of community among the arts and cultural organizations here in the Capital Region. And so it is an important part of what we want to bring to the scene.
You can have an artist come in and you pay them, they come in, they perform, you have an audience, and then they go home. But for you as an institution, it must be wonderful to have like a hand in the creation of something that puts your your mark on the place and the community as an arts
center. Absolutely. Those opportunities don't come along all that often for us, and we like to take advantage and be able to act in that role, because I think it increases our impact on the community.
Maria Zamatowski, tell us a little bit about how your music became a part of this, and because you'll be performing live, yes?
Yes.
As this is all going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll be performing with Monica Wilson Roach, my cellist, and Brian Malik playing percussion. I've worked with Ellen before, as she said, on a piece, on several pieces, actually. We're going to be featuring Falling for guitar and percussion on Saturday night, and also a piece called Compass. And one of the things that has always inspired me, and I do live in Troy also, is this fusion of visual art with dance, with music, and everyone collaborating and working together. I think that while I specialize in flamenco guitar, the piece called Compás is very grounded in flamenco rhythms and dances, but takes on a life of its own because of a little funk influence, and certainly modern dance with flamenco is an unusual combination. But we like breaking the rules, you know, so that we can get everyone working together. So we're enjoying ourselves.
So what is the relationship between the two of you, between you and Ellen, as far as if something has to change, like what trumps what? Is it the dance? Is it the music? I mean, rock, paper, scissors, which wins in that argument?
Well, Ellen always wins every argument, without a doubt.
When the dance company is named after you, probably.
Yeah, we have to give it to her. Well, you know, what I like to remind people of, or teach people if they're not aware of this, is that in the flamenco art form, the dancers aren't dancing to the music like you would think, but the musicians are playing to the dancers. So
right.
That's another reason why this collaboration is so exciting, because Falling, for example, was a true collaboration in that we developed it together. You know, Ellen said, I want a cascading decrescendo melodic line, and then it's going to crescendo because we're falling up and falling down. And then I kind of went like, wow, okay, let me see what that sounds like. You know, let me see what that visual sounds like. And that's
the
how
fact that you knew what the hell she was talking about impresses me. That's great.
That's how it happens. That's how it begins. And it really is it becomes more about reflexes and spontaneity.
Yeah. And Ellen, as far as is that collaboration with and not just with Maria, but with the other musicians as well, of that, I mean, that is a marriage where you are a bit of a call and response, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. I've actually worked with, I think I bet I added it up a while ago, more than 25 artists in collaborative projects over the 22 years of the company. And The best way for collaborations to work is for there to be a true give and take, and to be to maintain your own integrity as an artist, but also to respect the integrity of the other artists involved to get to an end point that you're all happy with. So, as Maria was talking about with Falling, I had been at a residency at the Kotzebue International Dance Center, and there were two large cloth paintings, huge cloth paintings on the wall. And one was of this sort of antebellum staircase falling down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was this cacophony of a carnival type of thing with bright colors and just filled with shapes and movement. And I wanted to put both of those dynamics into this dance. And that's when I came up with the idea of falling down, but also falling up, which is probably a physical impossibility, but not in my head.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, though. I think most people have sort of had that feeling, right? That you don't know exactly where you're going. It could be up, it could be down, but you're going somewhere.
But I do find collaborations very exciting. And I was very happy to, Willie and I sat down last summer and went through her huge cache of artwork and selected five of her paintings that each one I felt, both of us agreed, that we felt it worked with the dynamic of that particular dance and could be put up next to it.
And Willie, we talk about the chromatic nature, but give us a sense for those of us on the radio of how you work and because you want it to be more than a background, obviously.
Yes.
So what goes into that to create that?
The way the music and dance was just described, it's very much like abstract paintings are put together, because you do something, you add something else, and then it builds. And so it becomes a collaboration of color, paint, design, and movement. And as Ellen was choosing the work, I was just astonished to see how much she could feel the way the paintings were put together. Because she would say, okay, I could see the dancer starting in front of this shape and then moving across, and it would be almost as if the dancers had become part of the composition and were moving with the shapes and the colors.
Almost in the fashion of how you created it, of moving from one to the other?
Yes.
So, I mean, besides being incredibly cool, that's also a little eerie.
Oh, do you think so?
Well, I love it. I mean, it gives it a sense that that's the way it was meant to be created.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's where this concept of synesthesia began to come into play.
Yeah. Okay.
Synesthesia, from my understanding, is actually a syndrome of sorts. And a lot of artists apparently experience this in that, as she was saying, I was looking at the painting, but instead of seeing it, I was feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm listening to the music, maybe that's another, I'm using another sense to experience that. So the premise of synesthesia is that you experience these various art forms in very different ways.
So when you say taste the dance, feel the colors, touch the music, all of them will have their place. And the idea is to enjoy it as a whole, but there probably will be that moment where you're going to experience one over the other and realize their importance in that.
That, and also the fact that we want people to have a unique experience. So instead of just listening to the music and seeing the dance, we really are hoping that it is a very different level of experience with all the senses.
And John Elbaum, this is coming to the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday, May 4th, and like a perfect venue for this kind of thing, I would think.
Yeah, we're really trying some new things this season, and dance actually is working pretty well, so we're excited about that. And, you know, the hall is such a great venue acoustically and suits the music, I think, perfectly, and I think it's going to be very visually and audially impressive. So we're really excited. It's going to be a great show.
It is Synesthesia, Taste the Dance, Feel the Colors, Touch the Music. It takes place Saturday, May 4th at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. You can check out their website or more at sinopolydances.org to find out. And tickets and your website is?
TroyMusicHall.org.
TroyMusicHall.org. TroyMusicHall.org. Ellen, John, Willie, Maria, thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck on Saturday night, and thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.